Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. We're going to start with our daily affirmation, our faith confession. We say these things because it reminds us who we are in Jesus, God's plan for our life, and it helps us set a miracle mindset of what we're going to experience in our life today. Are you ready to say it with me? Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it. So I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me to Romans chapter 5. Let's look at Romans chapter 5 again. We've been looking at it all this week on Faith in the Morning. And as you turn there, I want to remind you, so many of you have already filled out the survey, but if you haven't, make sure you fill out that survey. If you're watching our TV partners, you'll see the QR code that you can scan, and it'll take you right to the survey. It takes less than 1 minute. It's only 4 questions, so it takes way less than 1 minute to fill out. Or if you're watching on social media or podcast, you'll see the link in the show notes or the description. Fill it out. It's going to help us enhance Faith in the Morning, and if you fill it out, you're entered into a special drawing for our 1,000th episode that's coming up in a few weeks. It's going to be a very special thing we're doing, and we're going to do some special giveaways. So if you haven't already, make sure you fill out that survey, and it helps us understand how you consume Faith in the Morning so we can take it to the next level. Thank you so much for taking less than 1 minute to fill out those 4 questions for me. So Romans chapter 5. So we rejoice in hope of the glory of God, and not only that, but we rejoice and we glory in tribulations or in pressure, knowing that the tribulation or the pressure produces perseverance, and this perseverance produces character, and this character produces hope. Now, hope does not disappoint or make ashamed. Why? Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So we know the Holy Spirit's on the inside of us. We know God's poured out His love on the inside of us. And this love and the power of the Holy Spirit working in us causes us to look at tribulation or pressure different. We know God didn't send the tribulation. We know the pressure came because of life, because of the enemy, because of wicked people. We know the pressure is there, but we respond to pressure differently, and we respond differently. We grow in spiritual maturity. We grow in perseverance. We grow in the character traits of Jesus, which is the fruit of the Spirit. But we also rejoice in hope, expecting to see the glory of God and expecting to see the situation change for us, because we know God loves us and His love's on the inside of us, and it causes our hope not to be disappointed or be ashamed. Go with me to Psalm 91, something to stir up your hope as we go into this weekend. Psalm 91, starting with verse 1, it says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. So something to stir your hope today, something you need to say, because it says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. He's my God, in Him will I trust. So say it with me, say, God is my refuge and my fortress. I trust Him. Say it with me, say, God is my refuge and my fortress. I trust Him. Come on, say, God is my refuge and my fortress. I trust Him. One more time, bonus time, say out loud, put it in the chat. I'll put in the chat. Say, God is my refuge and my fortress. I trust Him. So in the midst of pressure, you need to make your declaration that God is your refuge, that He is your fortress, that He's your God, and that you put your trust in Him. What is the response? Verse 3. Psalm 91, verse 3. I'm going to look at a few translations. One says, the New King James, surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. The New Living Translation says, for He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from the deadly disease. The New American Standard says, for it is He who rescues you from the net of the trapper and from the deadly plague. As we looked at yesterday, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. So no matter where you find yourself today, because God is your refuge, because He's your fortress, because He's your God, because you trust Him, you can expect to be rescued from every trap. You can be rescued from every net. The thing about a trap or a net, you didn't see it. You didn't just blindly walk into a trap. You didn't see it happening. But God is able and willing to rescue you. Doesn't matter what you're facing today, God will rescue you. Come on, say out loud, put it in the chat, say, God will rescue me. Come on, say out loud, put it in the chat. If you're watching a place that's a chat option, say, God will rescue me. Come on, you listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or on TV, say it with me, say, God will rescue me. You have to have confidence that God will rescue you because he loves you. Remember, that love has been poured out into your heart. And that love connected with your hope caused you not to be ashamed or disappointed. You know God's going to turn it for your good. Why? He loves you. You know he's going to rescue you. Why? He loves you. You know he's going to deliver you from every trap. Or why? He loves you. It says, remember Psalm 91 verse 2, I trust in him. Put your trust in him today. Put your trust in his love as you go throughout this week and remind yourself, God rescues me. He delivers me. He protects me. He helps me. This will help safeguard your miracle mentality. Because sometimes people lose miracle mindsets because they say, oh, I ran into a situation that's too big. It's too hard. No, it's not too big for God. And because it's not too big for God, it's not too big for you. Because the Father has poured his Holy Spirit in your heart. And the Holy Spirit is a greater one who lives on the inside of you, which makes you greater than anything you'll face in this life. So no matter what pressure you're facing today, no matter what situation you're facing today, whether it's big or whether it's small, what's in you is greater than what's in front of you. So don't be discouraged today. Stir yourself up. God loves you so very much. You're on the winning side. Never forget it. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Have a wonderful day. Take less than 1 minute to fill out our survey with that QR code for watching one of our TV partners, or use the link on social media or in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Help us enhance faith in the morning. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe and share this with others so they can be encouraged and start their day with faith and encouragement. I love you so much. I'll see you next time on Faith in the Morning. God bless.